The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so. Every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear good fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear bad fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So, by their fruits, you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord. And once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing. By their fruits you will know them." Beware of false prophets. What's a false prophet? We're going to understand what a false prophet is by remembering what a real prophet is. And I know that I've said this before, but a real prophet is not someone who predicts the future. A real prophet, rather, is someone who speaks in God's stead, who prefaces all of his words by saying, "Thus says the Lord," speaks what God himself would speak, and that raises a very important question. What would God himself say? Would you believe that that question can be answered with one great big umbrella idea? God would draw you to himself every time. God speaks in every instance to draw you to himself. If he gives you commandments, he speaks them to draw you to himself. If he speaks threatening words of chastisement, he's trying to warn you, to draw you back to himself before it's too late. If he speaks to you words of comfort and consolation, he wants to draw you back to himself at the very time in which you might have forgotten that God is very, very good. But whatever God says, he's always trying to draw you to himself. But here's the clincher. Almost always, it's at the price of a cross. Because the road back to God hurts. That's the true prophet. So what does a false prophet do? Calls you not to God and to his will, but calls you rather to yourself and to your own will. And here's the clincher. The false prophet says, "This is what God would want." And it's very appealing. Because it's what God would want. And it's pleasant and comfortable and easy and profitable and honorable. When you listen to all the voices of the false prophets in the primrose paths of the world, everybody speaks well of you. And Jesus said, "Woe to you when all speak well of you." They treated the false prophets in just this way. True prophet calls you to himself at the price of a cross. True prophet calls you to God, that is, at the price of a cross. False prophet always calls you to your own will, and there's never a cross. And Jesus says, "By your fruits you will know them." What fruits? Well, let's remember what St. Paul said, because he told us all about the good fruits and the bad fruits in Galatians chapter 5. What are the good fruits? Love. Joy. Peace, patient endurance, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, those are the good fruits. And told us the bad fruits, impurity, hatred, jealousy, rivalry, dissensions, factions, outbursts of rage. You can use Galatians chapter 5 as a really good examination of conscience, but if there's only one point that I want to make today, it's this. Remember, fruits take time to ripen. You might already know that St. Ignatius of Loyola used the idea of good fruits and bad fruits as his tools for discerning the spirits, the good spirits from the bad spirits. What you must remember in that is fruits take time to ripen. As a priest, I've seen this over and over again in relationship after relationship after relationship. Sometimes it's parent to child, sibling to sibling, friend to friend. The common pattern is like this. One person in that relationship is trying to be faithful to God and his commandments, and the other person is clearly not even trying, and there's tremendous pressure to break God's commandments or give your blessing to those who do. And people will always say, well, I can see the good fruits of it. It must be from God. Remember, fruits take time to ripen. Please remember that. The evil spirit always comforts you at first. And only over time does it produce dissensions and factions and an absolute absence of peace. It's because the evil spirit's always calling into yourself and to your own will. That's the voice of the false prophet. The good spirit always hurts at first. And people say, this is bad. This is not God's good fruit. It always bears good fruit in the end because God calls you to himself at the price of the cross. So please remember that. It's one of the reasons why St. John of the Cross gave this following maxim. I think this is very important to live by. He said, be inclined not to what's easiest, but to what's hardest. Not to what gives you the greatest pleasure, but to what gives you the least. Not to rest, but to labor. Not to what's dearest, but to what's lowest and what's most despised. He says, be inclined. Don't always choose, right? Sometimes what's good is in fact easier, but be inclined. And as a good corollary to that idea, you should be skeptical of what's easiest. Very often it's not God's will. So Jesus once said, remain in me and you will bear good fruit. Let's remain in him and remember, remain in him even at the price of a cross. Amen.